It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. This morning, I'm joined by Mike James of the Butch Cassidy Gang Car Club. We've got a car show coming up this weekend, Labor Day weekend, the 35th annual Helper Outlaw Car Show and Cruise. And this is an event that has been going on for, seems like forever. We were just talking before we went on the air about, you know, I can remember this event when I was just a young child. It's always been a lot of fun. And we're going to tell you all the particulars and how you can get out and enjoy yourself this weekend. If you're going to stay around home, it's always good. It's always a good time to go look at old cars, isn't it, Mike?
Yep. Everybody's got a car, so, you know, cars interest everybody, whether they're hot rods, classics, stock. Everybody's got a car.
Everybody's got a car, and everybody wants to look at cars. So, Mike, let's talk about the Helper Outlaw Car Show and Cruise. There's a lot of history behind this, isn't there?
Yeah, we started back in 87, me and Jim Boyack. This idea hatched in a hot rod shop we had in Helper, and the first year we did it, they wouldn't let us park on the grass. The Helper City said, nope, no parking on the grass. So we had to park in the dirt up by the park. But the first year, we probably got 65 cars, and people said, this is never going to last. You'll never do another one of these. And here we are 35 years later doing another one.
And you were telling me that after the Catholic Carnival, it's the longest running event in Helper.
Yes, it is. It's the longest running event in Helper after the Catholic Carnival and the oldest outdoor event in Helper.
And so what kind of things, when people come to this, I mean, you're going to have an array of different vehicles there. What kind of vehicles are you looking for?
Anything that's got wheels. I mean, bicycles, motorcycles, hot rods, rat rods, custom cars, classics. We have one car that shows up. It's a 33 Packard, and it won Best Packard in America in California at the Concours d'Elegance.
And this is one of those things, you know, a car, and especially when you get to this level with car shows and things like that, a car really is your identity when you're at this level with taking your car around to car shows and things like that. And you're going to see some beautiful vehicles here.
Oh, yeah. You'll see cars that you'll hear that you'll never see, you know, ever. You'll see at a high dollar car show. I mean, like my buddy John, who has a 33 Packard, that car is just immaculate. You know, it's worth in range is probably $750,000.
And so you'll get cars like that, and then, like you said, you'll get cars that people are just starting and just starting to work on and things of that nature. And those are fun cars, too, the project cars.
Oh, yeah. All cars are fun, you know. Just you see when people start with them and when they end with them. And I always say, you know, and this is the way I look at the whole car show business. You can have that $700,000 car, or you can have one you painted with a brush with house paint, and if that's all you got and you put all your work into it, that car is just as important to me as the high dollar cars.
And that's what it's all about, is you're going to get together with people that are all of the same mindset, that love cars, that love new cars, love old cars, and they're all about, really, it kind of turns into, I would ask you, I guess, does it kind of turn into a family reunion almost?
Oh yeah, you know, all the car show family. You know, it's just a big family. You see them people out at most all the car shows. And, like, people are coming up from Colorado that only show up here once a year, and people from Nevada. So, yeah, it's a family reunion. You just catch up. And, you know, it's just a big, big good time, you know, with all your friends that you haven't seen. It's just like family coming to home.
So let's get it all rolling, and it starts on the Friday night, which would be September 3rd. It's going to start at 6 o'clock, and we're going to have a cruise, and let's talk about how that's going to work.
Okay, we're going to have a cruise. It's first Friday, which is going to be a good deal because all the shops will be open in Helper, and we'll park right in front of Vintage Motor Company there to start this cruise. And we were going to have a poker run, but I think I'm going to put that off this year and just have a cruise probably up around to Kenilworth and do pictures at the old store up there, and then back to the Conoco station and Helper and do some pictures, and then to the Sinclair station. And then, but we're going to have a poker walk on Helper Main Street, so all the car show participants will be able to walk down Main Street and go to the shops, and which will give the shop some exposure, and they'll get a card, and then at the end of the poker walk, whoever's got the best hand will get a prize.
And those are always fun as well. It's a great involvement, and like you said, the businesses are going to be involved with it, so that'll be a lot of fun.
Well, you get people here for the car show that would probably not come up here for any other reason. That way they get to see what businesses are there and the art galleries and stuff, you know, and they get to know a little bit about the town.
All right, so that's just Friday night. Then on Saturday at 10 a.m., we're going to start the car show up at the Helper City Park. And that's going to start at 10. It's going to run until 5. And you said that if you've got a car and you want to enter it, just show up that morning as well.
Oh, yeah, just show up. We'll be registering. We'll probably register Friday night, too. But Saturday, we'll be registering, you know, and just be patient, because when there's a lot of cars, it takes a while to get the cars registered, and we're going to follow all COVID rules still, you know, even though they're not pushing them, we're going to follow all the 6 foot apart with the cars and everything. And if you're not feeling good, please don't show up. I'd love to see you, but I don't want to get COVID again.
All right, and just like normal, it's always only $10 to get in.
Yep, it's been $10 for 35 years, you know, so everybody can afford it, you know, and it's $10 for your second car. I just won't go the big price, because everybody's got to be able to afford it, and it's spectators are free swimming for your kids, and we'll have some vendors there, food vendors. I think Angel's Cravings from Helper will be there serving his Mexican food, which is the best this side of the border, I'll guarantee you. And then Tollies and Smallies will be there, and she'll be serving stuff, and I think she'll be having root beer floats, and we'll be having some vendors selling stuff, and so it's going to be a good time.
And then the pinup contest.
The pinup contest. We're really pushing the pinup girls. I don't know if anybody's seen on my Facebook, on the car show site and my site, I've got a picture of the pinup ghoul fridge that we're going to auction off that my buddy airbrushed. He does one every year, and this year we're really going for the pinups. Another girl that does some pinstriping here, she's doing another fridge for us with a pinup on it. So, yeah, the pinups, that's been running for probably the last 10, 15 years, and it's a good time for the girls to come out. You know, we have an under 18, so you can get the little kids out, and you can get their moms out. It's really cool. We've had mother and daughters there before.
All right, so once again, it's going on September 3rd and 4th. On the 4th, up at the park, you're going to have the car show from 10 to 5. You're going to have free swimming, like you said. Get up there, let the kiddos go swimming, and you can go and walk and look at the cars without them. It's really for the entire family, and if people have any questions, what's the best way to find out?
You can either go on Facebook on Helper Outlaw Car Show, or you can just give me a call or come to my antique shop and help her.
All right. What is this 820 phone number yours? So 820-8320?
Yep. Correct.
All right. It's Mike James with the Helper Outlaw Car Show and Cruise going on this weekend up in Helper. Get out, have some fun. It's fun for the entire family, and just enjoy the day and enjoy the weekend for Labor Day. Mike, thank you so much for coming in, and thank you so much for keeping this event alive.
Thank you for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.